Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, folks, glad to be with you today. Today, we are talking to a couple of educators who joined Lifestyles Unlimited online. They joined online during the pandemic. They bought a single family house, giving them a 250% capital gain on the equity capture and cash flow of 45% a year. They are following the first Del Walmsley rule of investing, must have cash flow. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today, we're going to hear their story. And so, guys, I want to just give you an opportunity just to introduce yourself to the audience, who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, education, whatever you want to tell people, just to kind of give them a thumbnail sketch of who you are. And you've got Jonathan and Laura. Jonathan, why don't you start off, and then Laura, you as well.
Yeah, okay, my name is Jonathan Fry. I grew up in the Houston area, so I've been here over 50 years. And got into education a little over 25 years ago as a teacher, and then I've been in public communications most recently and enjoy this side of things, but got to the point of retirement down the road, and that's what led us to that, but I think we'll get to that later, so let my wife introduce first.
Hi. Yeah, we're both educators, and we started pretty young, not long after college. So I've been in education for just a little over 20 years myself. I'm a teacher, and I see wonderful kids every day. I love seeing my kids and the whole education part of life. It is fast and furious, very, very busy, especially during these last few years. Things are ever so changing. But yeah, we'll get into kind of, you know, we used to have people come and give us some retirement talks, the TRS, and what you need to do besides that. So that's kind of what brought us here. So yeah, but life has been good, but we're expecting better things in the future.
That's good. That's good. So what was your investment strategy up to the point that you started thinking about real estate? Did you have an end game? Was retirement ever going to happen? What were your thoughts and what were you investing in at that time?
Yeah, we had an end game. You know, it was work until we have teacher retirement system in Texas. So that was our kind of end game, work until the TRS numbers theoretically worked, and then often enough in education, we ask, hey, what are you going to do after you retire? Meaning, what job are you going to have to help either make ends meet or to pay for your vacations or this or that? And, you know, not long ago, we decided that we didn't want to do that. So that's where...
So basically, your retirement plan was, we're going to work until we die. We're just going to change the work that we do and do something else. Is that about right?
That's,
is that
good? Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah. And so how did you come upon real estate? Why did you think about real estate? How did you discover Lifestyles?
Well, again, you know, the retirement was, you know, roughly 7 years away. Oh, boy. And that notion of I don't want to continue to have to work afterwards. So I read some Kiyosaki books and, you know, understood some of the principles, I guess, that we pulled them back out, played the cash flow game online and whatnot, and understood that real estate was the ticket, was the path that we needed to take, yet we didn't know how. We realized that real estate was our path, again, didn't understand the how. Laura's sister, they actually are Lifestyles members. They're at the...
Oh, wow.
And we were telling them, you know, this is what we want to do. And they said, well, we're Lifestyles members. You ought to look it up. So we did. We looked up Lifestyles and looked at a case study or two, and it was intriguing. So we signed up for the two-day seminar. And once we watched the two-day seminar and David took everything, you know, kind of step-by-step, the process, how it works, why it works, why this is a way to build wealth and buy a lifestyle of freedom, we were hooked.
That's good. That is good. So, and just to explain to folks that are listening, case study is we have it a couple of times a month. That's where we have regular members, just like these folks here. They were actually one of the subjects of our case study back in, I want to say December, I'm not quite sure. But they told about a deal that they did, and they told everything about the deal. And then people ask questions afterwards. And so we do that every single month. We call that learning from success. You spend all your time learning what doesn't work. When are you going to have time to learn what does? And so what we do is we provide opportunities for our members every single month to learn from successful members what they're doing with their investing. And so you guys, and so Laura, I'm curious, your sister was a member. Were you a skeptic? Did you think this made a lot of sense from the beginning, or kind of how was that process for you?
Well, I knew that, real estate was always intriguing to me too. And my sister and I, we love looking at houses. It's just kind of a fun hobby. We're always on ATR. Mm-hmm. And my sister, she's the one who helped half my family members find the personal homes that we live in. So she's, really like into it, as far as just knowing the market and the trends. And her husband had sat down with us one evening for quite some time and was just really kind of telling us some of the strategies and the lifestyle model. And so from that point on, we, like Jonathan said, we decided to take the free seminar. And pretty much we were hooked from that point on. And given that, we're already in our 50s, we knew we needed to go ahead and get this ball rolling so that we can, get a jump start on things now while we still can. And they aren't as aggressive yet, but they're watching us and hoping. It's funny because they started it, but we kind of jumped in first. But I know that they're real anxious to follow our footsteps and get involved as well.
That is awesome. Hey, folks, you're listening to Jonathan and Laura. They joined during the pandemic, Lifestyles Unlimited, and they captured a capital gain of 252% on their very first house. Stay with us through the break. You want to hear the rest of the story.
Styles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, folks, my name is David Ruzicka. I am your host, and I am joined today by Jonathan and Laura Fry. They joined during the pandemic and captured capital gain on the equity capture of 252% on their first house. And one thing they did is they went to that two-day seminar. Now, if you know anything about Lifestyles Unlimited, the kind of the linchpin of the whole membership is that Financial Freedom Seminar. It is 16 hours. It's how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, finance, manage single-family, multifamily properties. And they did it online. We had to start, obviously, during COVID. We had to begin live streaming everything. And I have people all the time say, oh, I'm going to wait until I can go in person. We do have in-person events. Every single month now, you can go in, you can come to that Financial Freedom Seminar in person. But I still have people all the time, they'll say, well, my schedule doesn't work, I'll go in 3 months when I can go in person. I'm thinking, okay, sometimes I say, you're wasting time, you need to go ahead and attend online. oh, you know, I can't pay attention when I'm on the computer. So, folks, tell us, how was that for you guys to attend online? I know you went with, it was David Fisher was the guy who taught that. And what was that experience like for you? And what were the big aha moments? First of all, were you able to pay attention for 2 days? Let me just ask you that question. Let's get out of the way.
We were able to pay attention for 2 days. You know, I guess the one upside of being online is that we could kind of wear what we want, and we had access to our coffee and snacks anytime we want. So we streamed it up to our TV. So, and we were in our easy chairs. But yeah, and it wasn't all bad. We didn't get the interaction with people, but now it was basically online learning, and we were able to interact and ask questions, you know, through the chat room, and right. they you know, asked some of our questions, and we didn't know, so it was very, I don't know, it worked great for us. Clearly.
That's great. That's great. You named a lot of, you actually mentioned a lot of things that I'll be sure and share with next. I never think about the chairs are not much more comfortable. You can get your own snacks. We don't provide snacks in the office. You're going to want snacks, you need to bring them yourself. And we don't provide a microwave to heat up your stuff either. So great option. What was the, Laura, were there any big aha moments during that 2 day summit? Something that really just stood out to you and said, we got to get moving?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were pretty well following the plan. I mean, we were both taking notes, had my viral, and we were doing some of the math and, you know, together. But at the end, what I thought was really cool was David actually called us. We had a very specific question. I know Jonathan said that he was able to text in some, you know, questions, the interactive questions online. And we got a call from David himself that answered a question for us that really kind of was the make or break. Are we going to do this? And just having that personal conversation, you know, knowing someone was right there on the phone ready to call us and help us through some of these big ticket questions, you know, do we do this, do we not, really made a difference. I mean, the help to this day has just been remarkable when you have a question. Whether it's an email, I mean, we hear back with such good response time. The mentors, you know, once we decided to get in, I mean, it's the same with that part of it. But, yeah, so that was really something that I was impressed with, the customer service, basically. And that he, you know, our question got answered and gave us something to ponder. And it was probably the next day, I think we were committed.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Anything that you would add to that, Jonathan, in terms of big aha moments during that 2 day seminar?
Well, you know, I mean, to me, the big kind of aha moment is that this is doable. I mean, that was, you know, again, we have been searching for the how, and David walked us step by step through that how, and that you have to have some money, well, which we didn't have. We can get to that later. But you have to have some money to invest, but you don't have to be a millionaire to invest and build wealth. You can start with what you got. And that was that little, that extra trigger I needed to say, man, we can do this, and we are going to do this.
That's great. That is great. And that's experience that most people get. And one thing with that 2 day financial freedom seminar is I know like David Fisher and the other presenters, they're willing to make a phone call if someone has a really specific question around their investment strategy after that 2 day seminar. Now, you mentioned something and it is huge because you're ready to go. But you don't have enough money. We say for single family investing, people need to have $30,000 to start. And you didn't have that. And I love this. What did you go out and do?
Well, we sold some stocks, and I had some guitars that we needed to sell. And, you know, we made the investment to join, and then we were committed to figuring out a way to make the money. So, yeah, we sold some stuff, and we got our $30,000, and
Now I need to. I said this a couple of weeks ago. You need to make this a little more sexy because you just said we sold some guitars. These are not just guitars that you buy down at Target that your kids play on. These are like really nice guitars that had, I'm sure, some emotional meaning attached to them. Would that be right, Jonathan?
Yeah, they are. They are. Each guitar represents a part of a journey, and so there's some Paul Reed Smiths and a Gibson ES-335, if people listening know. I mean, there's some nice guitars, and it hurt. But my goal was, or my thought was, I have to sell them now, but you know what? One day we'll be wealthy enough, I'll be able to buy them back.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Your big why was you guys needed to get to a financial position where you could retire, where you actually buy back your time. And that is so key for everybody in investing, is to have that why and know what that why is, because that's the thing that allows you, and have the education to understand, okay, I can sell this now, but later on I'll be in a position where I can actually buy it back. So great job on that, Jonathan.
Yeah, David, and it's buying back our time and guitars.
And guitars. Buying back your time and guitars. And Laura, you didn't have to really sacrifice that much, did you, on this deal?
He's the one with the big toy.
There you go. That's the perfect answer. Yeah. That is the perfect answer. So so you did that, and then you began, you first thing you did was meet with a mentor. Tell us about that. What was the process that got you to the point that you could actually start looking for a house?
Yeah, so we learned about the email blast, and so we started getting these emails, and trying to understand what they all meant was a little overwhelming at first. So
these are the emails from Lifestyles Realtors that say, hey, I found a house, this is the cash flow, this is the equity capture, if you're interested, email me back. So, okay, just so people understand what
right.
that is.
And then, yeah.
And then you met with your mentor, Evelina.
We did. And Evelina was great. She, at the time it was still the COVID stuff, so everything was online. We met her for the first time online as well. We did the whole video chat, which was fine.
Laura, go ahead and pause right there. We're going to hear from Jonathan and Laura. 45% in cash flow in their first house. We're going to get right into that on the other side of the break.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and we're talking to Jonathan and Laura, who are receiving 45% in cash flow on their first house. And the way that I got started, and the way that everybody with Lifestyles Unlimited gets started, is with our free workshop. In this free workshop, we tell you about the five ways that we make money. It's free. It's online. It's live streamed. You can even ask questions. All you have to do is go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. And the next one that I'm actually doing, I'm one of the presenters, is January 20th. That'll be at 9:30 Central Time. But I've got some teammates, a couple other guys. They also teach that free workshop. And so any of them are good. If you want to see my face in person, lucky you, January 20th will be the day to do that. But go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com and check that out. Be a great 90 minutes for you to spend, because where that leads to is, it leads to places like Jonathan and Laura are at right now with 45% in cash flow on their first house. So, Laura, you were telling us right before the break that you met with Evelina, and so go ahead and pick up where we left off there.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so, you know, we were trying to evaluate different home opportunities that were coming in through emails and trying to understand what all these numbers meant. So she was great to ask us a lot of probing questions that we wouldn't have thought of about the rehab and, you know, knowing the amount of money that, you know, we had to work with. And especially being our first property, you know, she tried to guide us with, you know, the rehab's a big deal. You know, you want to make sure it's something that you can manage for a first home. So she was just great to make sure we were in line with that good match for a first home. So, yeah, she was great and very, very helpful on that and helped us to understand the emails that we were seeing and what those numbers meant. So she was great.
Good. And I know Evelina, I know one thing she says is when she was a mentor, she's actually a lead investor now. One thing that she said is she wanted members to bug her. Cause I know sometimes people, I don't know if you guys felt like this, but I would feel a little bit uncomfortable, like, oh, I'm driving my mentor crazy. And she's like, no, I want you to drive me crazy because I want to save you from mistakes and I want to help you be successful. And so I know she's great on that. And so you found your first house with one of the Lifestyles Realtors. I need to ask you both something though. Laura, start with you. This is in the middle of the pandemic. Are you crazy? Why would you do something like this? I mean, everybody's saying, no, you need to hold off. It's horrible. There's eviction moratoriums. People are staying at home, staying masked up. Were you scared? Were you frightened? What gave you faith to move forward?
Well, of course, there is a fear factor. But, you know, because we had agreed to do this and we had committed to start it, we were determined to make it happen. So it was almost like a challenge. You know, we've got all these other things going against us right now. But, you know, all the more to, you know, show for the accomplishment afterwards. So we were determined. And, yes, it was scary. I can't lie. We've never done anything like this. And, you know, you feel like you have a lot at risk, but I mean, life is a risk. So you got to take some risks to earn rewards. So definitely, yeah, you just have to kind of get over that fear and just jump in. And, you know, they talk about in the seminar the type A and type B personalities, and Jonathan and I are each, you know, one of each. So we helped each other because of that. I mean, he's the one that's a little bit, you know, we're ready to go and I'm ready, aim before we fire. But between the two of us, the timing was really, it worked out fine even during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious too, Laura, when you guys are doing this deal, who's kind of the lead on, is one of you handling more of the management after the deal's done and the rehab? How do you guys work that out? How do you split that up?
Yeah, I typically will do kind of that rehab management, working with the realtor, working with the contractors, and double checking on that just because I have a little more flexibility because I'm not in the classroom anymore. Right. Laura is more of the financial, you know, guru side. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of the way, that's our team effort. And of course we both look at numbers when we on the purchasing process, but after the fact,
so you complement each other in that way. That's tremendous. So you found Jennifer, one of our realtors, found a house for you and you went out and looked at it. Tell us what the house looked like when you first went there, and I've seen pictures. So tell us about that.
The house was it was neglected, and it was, I don't want to say hoarder, but it was, I mean, there was holes in the ceiling. There were books and things everywhere. In fact, even after it was vacated, there was junk everywhere. It needed foundation work. It needed new walls. It needed a whole bunch of stuff. So it was in rough shape. The good news is, again, you know, I think what got us over the fear is Lifestyles teaches a systematic approach to it. You know, step one, step two, step three. You follow the steps with the guidance of your mentor, and you know you can get through it, which is what we did. And in the end, this really awful-looking place turned out, it's beautiful inside. They ended up with better appliances than we had in our home, which kind of surprised us. But nonetheless, we had renters almost instantly with more people wanting to move in. And it's just been a great process from beginning to end.
Yeah, I've seen the property. It is a beautiful, beautiful. I would love to live in a house with a kitchen like that. I mean, I just saw it as beautiful, great coloring, great flooring.
Nice.
Yeah,
it turned out beautiful.
I think you even said, is this the one, Jonathan? I'm trying to remember if it was you that said it. Jennifer said, the realtor said, it obviously hasn't flooded because the stuff on the floor has been here for 30 years.
That's the one, yeah. There was a potential, a thought that it might be in a flood plain. It was Zone X or something. I don't remember. We looked it up, and then after touring it, yeah, Jennifer said, I know for a fact it hasn't flooded, like you said, because there is 30 years worth of grime on these floors.
and that's the power of having a good realtor. Now, I'm curious, how much did you spend on the rehab?
The rehab total was around either $60,000 or $65,000. Laura is again as the financial one.
That is
More like 65.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money. And so, what all did that include?
That included foundation repair. It included a new roof. It included brand new HVAC. And including the ductwork. We took out a wall in the kitchen because we really wanted the kitchen to be beautiful with new granite countertops, a backsplash, new cabinets, new flooring throughout. Totally redone, gutted and redone bathrooms. I mean, really, it was like a new house when it was done. There's really very little to nothing that went untouched.
Yeah, and that's what we teach at Lifestyles. We teach that you repair or replace everything into brand new condition. If there's a chance that there's going to be a question about it, you replace it. I know Jennifer, she's like, I've talked to her about houses. She's like, I want to replace the air conditioning. Always she wants to replace the air conditioning because that's going to be a big, high-cost item down the road. And when you buy it, you can roll that into that loan through a hard money loan and take care of the cost that way. And when you fix everything up in the front at the beginning, you've got a warranty in place. You save yourself from having to go fix things on down the road. The other thing is, best product at the best price gives you the potential to have, if you do your screening correctly, the best residence. And that's why, as these folks said just a second ago, they had no problem getting someone to rent the place, and they had people lined up that wanted to rent it as well. Again, I want to encourage you, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You can sign up for that free workshop. The next one is January 20th at 9:30. That's the next one that I'm doing. There are going to be other ones as well. Stay on that till the other side of the break. I want you to continue to hear from Laura and Jonathan, who bought during COVID and turned $12,000 into $31,000 on their first investment.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Folks, my name is David Ruzicka. I am your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, if you've never been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. sign up for one of our free workshops. It's free. There's no reason not to. It's 90 minutes long. It is online. It's live streamed. It is live. It's not a recording. And we teach you the five ways that we make money in real estate, actually in the sixth way with multifamily called forced appreciation. We show you actual real life examples of those. And we teach you the principles that we use to run our business. I'm one of the workshop presenters. And so you can actually see me in person or see me, you know, live. I am with Jonathan and Laura today. They're receiving 45% cash flow in their first house. They had a 250% capital gain on the equity capture. And I want to talk for just a minute because one thing, and as we talked about before the break, they had $60,000 in $65,000 in rehab costs. One thing that Dell says is you can't get rich slow. And that really, it took me a while to kind of get what he meant when he said that when I first joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And what he meant is this: with a 401k and an IRA, you're never going to get rich. You're just going to be investing. You can't control the money. The money only goes up if the stock market goes up. If it happens to go down right before you want to retire, too bad. Now you got to work another 10 years. Here's the thing. You need to double your money every couple of years. So Jonathan and Laura had a 252% capital gain on the equity capture. They almost tripled their money on the purchase. But let's say they only had a 50% capital gain on the equity capture. Still, real estate, you make money in five different ways. So it's going to double in value every 20 years on average. That's the average since real estate has been tracked. It doubles in value every 20 years. Now, you might say, David, that's only 3.5%. I can do math. Yes. That's unleveraged. They only invested $12,000 in the deal. That was their out-of-pocket. It's a $205,000 house now because when they bought it, they paid $95,000. It is now appraised for $205,000. And so a 3.5% increase on a $205,000 house, that's about $7,000, kind of rounding the numbers there. That's now, remember, their out-of-pocket is only $12,000. That means they're increasing by 60% every year. Do you do that in your 401k? Do you do that in your IRA? No, you don't. Can you do it in Bitcoin? Maybe, but then are you ever going to get your money out? That's not betting on a high flyer. I mean, real estate dramatically beats the IRA and the 401k. And like I said, this isn't a risky investment. They did this using one of the top 10 realtors in Houston, Texas. Jennifer is a Lifestyles realtor. She knows more than 99% of the realtors in Houston about investment property. She showed them the property. She walked them through the process. She gave them ideas about what they needed to rehab. She was able to investigate the property and know that it hadn't flooded. This is the benefit of that. Very conservative by using a very good realtor. Not only that, they're buying with the guidance of a Lifestyles mentor. Someone who, Evelina, who helped them evaluate the deal, guided them through the deal. Evelina was there every step of the way, during the rehab, during the purchase, determining, is this a good deal or is this a bad deal? Both the real estate and the mentor are guiding them through the rehab process. Remember, they're educators. They're not real estate professionals. They've not been doing this all their life. And so they were able to buy a conservative, middle-of-the-road, single-family house in a good neighborhood and make that house a house that people would want to rent. My question to you is, what are you doing? Why are you holding back? Why are you not getting started now? If a couple of educators can do that in a very conservative way, a 250% capital gain on the equity capture and 45% a year cash flow, just think what you might be able to do. That is huge. That is huge. Now, Jonathan, I want to ask you and Laura, when actually whichever one of you it was more dramatic for, let's go with that. When you actually signed on the dotted line to buy that house, what did that feel like? Was that fear? Was it excitement? And then I want to ask you, what was it like to sign when you finished the deal, when you signed for your conventional 30-year mortgage?
You know, I'm the one that actually signed, so it was kind of sheer elation mixed with a little bit of trepidation. I mean, it is nerve-wracking because the first time, you know, we're trusting that the process works, but we haven't experienced it yet. So that first one, you know, it was a whole bunch of emotions, but mostly excitement that we're taking a step to starting to control our future instead of relying on, like you said, the stock market with its ups and downs that you have no control over. Like, we wanted to take control. And it was just a great feeling, really, overall.
One thing I left out is, how did you find your renters? I mean, because people are scared of debt. That's the biggest question I get also, besides, hey, it's COVID, I can't do anything. Also, how do I find a renter? What if I can't find a renter? How did you do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the part of that was we hired a photographer that, and they took beautiful photos. And then we hired a company, Lifestyle Test Vendors, for renter assistance, because they do the background check. They do all the work. So we didn't want to spend our time doing that. Right. That's us. But they did that work for us and found us some great renters. Of course, they double checked and, they did background checks, talked about it, and, it moved in, and it was a seamless and easy process, and it worked. It worked really, really well. Our renters are great.
Yeah, best product, best price gives you the best residence. And what Jonathan's talking about, yeah, we have people on our vendor. We provide everybody that you need on your vendor list, but we also have people that will find residence for you. We also teach you during that Financial Freedom Seminar how to do that yourself. Me, I stick a paper sign in the front window. I used to put it in the front yard, but people would steal it. So I stick it in the window, and then there are a couple of websites that I put up ads about that, and I go ahead and do the criminal background check and the credit check, and we teach you how to do all that as well. I do that because I'm cheap. I want the money. I don't want to give the money to somebody else. But Jonathan and Laura are buying back their time, and so they had somebody else do that for them. You're going to have no problem finding somebody to rent your property if you do it the way we teach you to do it. Now, you did that. Great, great success. What are your next steps?
Our next steps are, currently we have, it's a kind of a two-for deal, two properties right next to each other. They're separate addresses that we will begin rehabbing soon and getting them ready to rent. And then in the near future, we'll also start working on doing some multifamily investing as well.
So obviously, nothing's slowing you down. You're excited after that first property. You had great success on that one. Tell us about, you're going to be passive investors. I remember you told me that, with multifamily. And just so folks understand what that is, that's where there's a lead investor. It's not somebody that works for Lifestyles. It's a Lifestyles member who's going to go find a property, raise money from other Lifestyles members. He or she is going to run the property, and then the other members will pay them a small override and receive the benefit. So what led you guys to want to go the passive route, not just for the ease of investing, but also just why does that appeal to you at all, multifamily?
Well, again, as we kind of have the 7-year plan for retirement, we wanted to put some of our money to work where we weren't, it was just a passive. Once we invest, work through a deal, they were having, really an effect of increasing our equity in a hopefully a very quick manner. That seems to be where we want to move eventually, is more, a nice combination of building equity through passive investment and then maintaining some cash flow and a little bit of equity in our single family homes as well.
Good, good. On down the road, Laura, actually, tell us from your perspective what it was like when you got that first property, and then once you realized, okay, this thing is actually, we have people living in the property, and it's making us money. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a big sigh of relief. It was a celebratory moment because the process worked, and it just, our confidence just went up, and we're like, we can do it once, we can do it again. And really, it only took, a couple of months from start to finish. And so that's pretty impressive to all that we went through in a short amount of time and did it successfully with the help of our team. It's almost contagious. Like, I'm ready for the next one. It's kind of fun.
And it's not contagious just between the two of you, but also you told me your sons are interested in that. We have a little less than a minute. Laura, kind of talk about your sons, what they're doing in terms of getting ready to do investing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, we have two boys, 18 and 20. Our 20-year-old is currently a junior in college, and he's a business major. He is definitely interested in real estate. But our younger son decided to take a little different path, and he graduated high school last year in combination with a two-year associate's degree. So he has some college under his belt that he gained at the same time as high school. But he's working right now. Just wasn't sure if college was going to be the route for him. And his plan is he's putting a percentage of his paychecks to hopefully be able to buy his first property. He has seen what we have done, and he's ready to just get this started for himself.
That is so great. Folks, you've heard a great story between Jonathan and Laura and how they sold the guitar, sold the stocks, began investing, had tremendous results, and now a son who's saving 80% of his paycheck to buy his first investment property. You know, Dell Walmsley always says it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. We're here working on your financial future. My name is David Ruzicka. I'm your host. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for Jonathan and Laura being with us today as well.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.